XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
I'm like the Queen when she purred down the phone to David Cameron when he phoned her up and told her the good news about Scotland. Good morning, hello, good evening, good afternoon, good whenever. You know what the beauty of the podcast is? You can listen to it whenever you like, and that's why I have to cover all bases there. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Let me introduce the team. My name is Jonathan Richard Holmes. Matthew Susan Dyson.
Oh, it's splendid to be here once again.
David Tarquin Masterman over there.
Morning.
Very posh parents. And I only know your first name, Josh, so that's as far as I can go.
Josh Collins.
That's right.
Didn't have me there as a comment.
What's your middle name, Josh?
Aaron.
Aaron, do you want to be on the mic?
Use the microphone.
Aaron, there you go.
Good intro. How long have you been here now?
Four weeks.
And you still haven't learned how to use a microphone, Josh. Check it out. Aaron?
Yeah.
Josh, like the jumper? Collins. Nice. Good. So Josh is responsible for putting the podcast together. That is his role, I believe.
Yeah, he's only 18 and he lives in a hostel.
That is true. He doesn't live in London. He's from Wales.
Yeah.
And he has to stay in London in a hostel because he's got no friends.
He's like a radio Dick Whittington, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Come to seek your fortune. Are the streets paved with gold?
Far from gold, I must say.
Would you like to share with us some of the people you share a hostel with? Because I know one of them told you off the other morning, didn't he? Had a go at you, some bloke.
Yeah, some guy had a go at me.
Nutter in a hostel.
Because I wake up at about 4:30, my alarm goes off. He was quite angry that I woke the whole room up, so he had a go at me.
Good.
Many times. I've seen a few things of which I don't want to see again.
Really? Like what?
There's a lot of Eastern European people.
Don't be racist!
I'm just saying, there's a lot of Eastern European.
Yeah.
And a lot of old men.
Yeah.
And they just seem to like to, when they go to bed, with no clothes on.
Oh!
And it's quite early, so the lights are still on.
Yeah.
So you
sort of turn over and get a face full of Eastern European penis. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
This is a new feature, this. Tales from the Hostel. On the podcast every week.
this is now great. We should give it its own bed music and everything. Probably the theme from Hostel.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's in the podcast, Josh?
Music news, discussing Pornhub.
Or the hostel you stayed in last night. If I like to call it.
Largely irrelevant paper review as well.
Yes, of course.
Lazy PR.
Go to the Lazy PR,
Yo Suchet.
Yeah.
And Tradesman's Entrance.
Again. do you know what? Let's just put the podcast on.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Blast off.
No, to be honest, it sounds actually quite sexy.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
No, honestly, it sounds completely, you just sound sexy doing it, I'll be honest. I've got to go, I'm on the radio, sorry. So I was just on the phone to the Queen there, she was purring down there, purring at me down there. Hello then, good morning. Welcome to his XFM Breakfast, I'm John Holmes. It's 2 minutes past 6 o'clock, and after Ed Miliband has said he'll introduce a mansion tax on homes over £2 million. XFM this morning are introducing a service. If you live in a big house, simply give us your address and we'll lower the value of your home. For a small fee, we'll trash the garden, we'll smash a few windows, we'll burn a mattress on the lawn, and we'll move Dave Lee Travis in next door.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Let us talk errors, and I'll tell you for why. Now, as you know, XFM is the official iTunes partner for the iTunes Festival, the official radio partner, should I say. Tomorrow night, we bring you Ben Howard live from the Camden Roundhouse, only on XFM. Other gigs, of course, have included Elbow, Kasabian, over the last couple of weeks. Placebo are playing tonight as part of that festival in Camden. And at the weekend, it was the turn of Ryan Adams. Ryan Adams, you know, this singer-songwriter, Ryan Adams. R-Y-A-N Adams, Ryan Adams. Now, a friend of mine went along to this gig on Sunday, for he has long been a fan of the laid-back singer-songwriter. Ryan Adams, R-Y-A-N. You can probably see where this is heading. And he was at this gig, and you know, there was some support, there was a few drinks were had, and people were having a jolly good time. And then the Ryan Adams, for it is he, came to the stage to perform his well-known back catalogue of musical works. Mm. Two songs in, two songs in, the couple standing next to him left. Ooh. They just walked out, they left. And the reason they left, because he overheard them, was that they genuinely thought they'd come to see, that's right, Brian Adams, the purveyor of the song from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves and Summer of 69. So let's get this. They genuinely stood there for two songs worth, thinking, well, he hasn't done the one about the Robin Hood, has he? He hasn't done the Everything I Do. And where's the one with Tina Turner called Heaven? Where's that one with Mel C that he did in the video when they ran around?
It looks quite different as well. I can't work this out.
It's not nearly as Canadian as I thought. So let us remind ourselves, right, what this is what they went, should have gone to see. This was Ryan Adams, right? It sounds like this.
Last time I was here, it was raining. It ain't raining anymore.
Yeah, a bit of Ryan Adams there for you.
The streets were drowning. Yeah.
People swaying in the crowd. And they were staring at him going, well, who's, I don't understand, I don't know this one. Do your old stuff, they're going, do your old, do the one about the Prince of Thieves, do that. Do Summer of 69. Yes, yes, there it is. Hey, not nearly enough hey going on from Ryan, not nearly enough at all. Left after two songs, gig mistake there, gig mistake. but they're not the only ones, are they?
No.
Matthew.
No. A friend of mine once went to a what he thought was going to be a Bombay Bicycle Club gig.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a Black Rebel motorcycle. He got the wrong club.
With
very different results.
It's easily done. Another friend of mine once went to see, just said, oh, you know, Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams, he's playing a tiny gig in Margate. In a pub. He could, what?
No.
Failed to notice the words, a tribute to.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And so Paul McCartney's posted a new song online calling on people to turn vegetarian. Joanna Lumley and Woody Harrelson feature in the video for the track. It comes after he posted a message online last week about meat-free Mondays, in which he appeared to start rapping at the end.
We'll send all these pledges to the politicians and then they'll do something about it. So I need your help. Please just log in pledge.meatfreemondays.com. 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 Come, you can do it right now, please.
It's no Mull of Kintyre, is it? But it is better than the Frog Chorus, so it's somewhere pitched right down the middle for me, that, I think. And of his recent output, he is pretty much up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But however, he needs... that's the a cappella version, of course. We've actually got the version that is going to be officially released. I think this is out next Monday, as far as I'm aware. It's called Meat Free Mondays, as you'd expect, and it's the new single from Paul McCartney. Here it comes.
Pledge.meatfreemondays.com. 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 You can do it. Meatfreemondays.com. You can do it. Meatfreemondays.com. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Right now, please.
I bet John Lennon wishes he'd written that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So we come to the point in the programme, then, that we like to call Tradesman's Entrance. It's not what you think, although, depending on what you're thinking, I don't know, it might be. This is where I have to identify the celebrity in whose home a trade has been plied by one of our listeners. Now, last week, we met Sean, who had plumbed in Jimmy Nail's toilet. I was challenged to guess that somehow within 30 seconds. That now is a task I am to be set every week from the hundreds, it seems, people with jobs whereby they have to go into celebrities' houses and fix, mend, or build something. That's Tradesman's Entrance, and we're going to meet this morning's tradesman right now. He's on the line. He's called Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, John.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Now, are you out plying said trade today?
I certainly am.
Have you been doing this trade for long? long, Dave.
Oh, years now, John, years.
Years. And whereabouts in this fine land do you play it?
Well, I go all over, but mostly in the capital.
In the capital, right, OK. So yeah. That gives me a little clue there, you see. I was cleverly playing him. right, now, all I've got to do is guess who it is, of course, and I've got 30 seconds. Right, producer Dave?
Yes.
30 seconds, and it's yes or no answers, right?
Dave can only give yes or no answers.
OK, and I've got to guess who it is. This game's impossible.
It is.
Anyway, are you ready, Tradesman Dave?
I certainly am.
Here we go. Is it a lady?
No.
Is it a lady boy?
Definitely not.
Is this person...
Maybe. Sorry, I'll change that.
It's going to help. Is this person now dead?
No.
Is this person an actor?
No.
Do you like this person?
Yes.
Did their house smell weird?
No.
Right, so it's not Ann Widdicombe. Does the house smell horrible?
No.
Oh, so it's not Josh Widdicombe.
No.
Oh, I said 30 seconds. Is it Simon Cowell?
No.
Oh. Okay, what is your trade and who did you ply it for?
I'm a swimming pool insulation engineer and I have fitted Richard Branson's swimming pool.
Yeah! Oh, Richard Branson's swimming pool! Please tell me it's the shape of a beard. Please.
It's the shape of a virgin, John.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. And which end of that does he swim in? I don't think we should go there.
Richard Branson's a lady boy.
Well, I did see him in an advert once, dressed up as a lady.
Nicely got round the legalities of that one, swimming pool engineer Dave. Good. What sort of pool did he go for? Is it exotic?
It was above standard pool. It was a lovely indoor pool, but had the ability to become an outdoor pool as well.
What magic is this?
It's a retracting conservatory.
Oh, of course, wow. Branson's got a retract. I hope it works a lot better than that failed spaceship he's got. You didn't have a hand in that, did you, at any point?
No, no. Definitely not.
And was Branson there? Did you meet him?
I did meet him a few times. On one particular occasion, this is the builders, really. They used to wind me up every day, nicking me tools and things. But this particular day, I come back from my van and I just made myself a nice mug of tea, my special mug, and it had gone. Oh. And I steamed into them. I was a bit effing blinding, really. But quite right. They're sort of looking behind me, and as I turn around, there's Sir Richard having a big gulp out my cup of mug of tea.
Branson the tea stealer! Yeah. Outrageous! What's on your special mug, Dave?
It was the boss mug.
Dave, thank you so much.
That's
excellent. Now, if you are a tradesperson of any kind at all, if you've done some work in a celebrity's house, then do get in touch with us for XFM's Tradesman's Entrance, 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Maybe you've wired something electric into Sue Pollard's ensuite, I don't know. Or put up a shelf in TV newsreader Hugh Edwards's garage. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. It's Tradesman's Entrance on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Music news.
Coming up to 9:15 Tuesday morning, Matt brings us the music news with his face.
Yes, I do, John. And Alt-J are the latest band lined up for an Exposure album playback on XFM tonight. The Mercury Prize winning band will be talking John Kennedy through their difficult second album, This Is All Yours. I don't know if it's difficult. I haven't heard it yet.
Time will tell.
I've heard from it, I like. It is out this week.
Oh, don't try and, think, oh, no, no, I've said a bad thing.
We all saw through that. Because if you won a Mercury Prize with your first one, it's going to be a lot of pressure on the second one, isn't there?
Yeah, but
from what I've heard of it, I quite like it.
All right, nicely got out of here, well done.
Listen to what they've got to say about it from 10 tonight, right here on your friendly neighbourhood XFM.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. You heard it here first. XFM's Matt Dyson hates old Jay.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Due to the fact that, as we were just talking about here on your XFM Breakfast programme, it's 25 past 7, by the way, as we were just talking about the Ryan Adams gig as part of the iTunes Festival at the Camden Roundhouse at the weekend, a friend of mine went and then saw two people leave after overhearing them say that they thought they'd come to see Brian Adams. It's your gig mistakes this morning, please. In the late 80s, John, Pop Will Eat Itself were supposed to be doing a secret gig under an assumed name. Myself and a friend spotted a gig for XYZ, which was the name of a Pop Will Eat Itself song. So we rushed out and got tickets. We boasted about this to others, and then we found out that it was just a dodgy metal band called XYZ. So we sold on the tickets to a jealous schoolmate who went to the gig and never spoke to us again. Sorry, Eric, says B&D this morning. This one. My cousin got taken to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. My uncle had bought, he was a huge fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and my uncle bought him tickets as a gift. And they went, and they sat through the whole thing. And the whole thing, and even though my cousin knew that obviously a terrible mistake had been made, my uncle didn't, just sat through it, assuming that my cousin liked this band. Lest we forget, the Red Hot Chili Peppers sound like this. Whereas the Red Hot Chili Pipers sound like this. Here we go. Nice work, Red Hot Chili Pipers, there. Yeah, gig mistakes. That's a big one, yeah.
A different take on it from Chris on Twitter, who says, when I was living with my parents, I left a ticket out for a Jesus and Mary chain gig, and they thought I'd become a born-again Christian.
This one... where is it? My sister went to see the... This is from Alison. My sister went to see the old 70s band Slade and was left confused because she'd actually bought tickets and gone to see Suede. Ah. Well, let's remind ourselves. Here's Suede. Which is, of course, easily confused for Slade.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And this is XFM Friday morning. Good morning, hello, I'm John Holmes. And as it is Friday, we like to bring you a week's worth of lazy PR. If you've not heard it before, this is how it works. We get sent, as you'd expect, because we're a radio station. We get sent so many interview opportunities, guest suggestions, prize giveaway things from PR companies. We get carpet bombed by them week in, week out. Every media outlet does. What unites them all, the common denominator, is that the PR people, who get paid quite a lot of money by their clients, simply don't do their research. They don't even care. They just send out press releases willy and also nilly. I think the expression is throw enough S-word at a wall and hope some of it sticks.
Well, that's PR, isn't
that's
it?
That's PR
just
for you.
Just people just making stuff up, just lying, pulling the wool over people's eyes for a living.
Friday, we like to bring you the laziest things we've received from people who've never listened to XFM, let alone this programme. Matt, I've got one, actually, before I go to you. Yeah. I've got this. I liked this. This just says, news just in. That was in the subject header. I'll just read it to you. The running on the road of free classic Barton bus rides as part of the highly popular annual Heritage Open Day on Saturday, September the 13th, has this year been partially hit by the delays in the construction of Nottingham's tram extension to Beeston and Chilwell.
Big news.
If you'd like to talk to Graham Harris from Nottingham City Council about the tram project, he is available for interview.
Wow, we should have interrupted normal programming to bring the exclusive on that one.
Well, it's big travel news in the area of Nottingham.
Yeah, I've got a big guest for XFM, according to the subject header. Well, hi, we thought we'd drop you a line with a guest opportunity. We're sure you'll be hard pushed to turn down. We have mum of two, Andrea McLean, from Loose Women, available for interview next Tuesday. The story is about how many different jobs the average mum takes on in a typical day. If you're interested in having some time with Andrea to talk through these findings, probably in association with Flash Clean Spray or something, then let me know as soon as you can.
Hard pushed to turn it down isn't a phrase I think we're going to be using on that one, is it? And interview opportunity, I've got another one. Interview opportunity of the week. Diversity street dancer Ashley Banjo reveals the nation's true cooking age.
X the The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
It is Elbow on XFM Breakfast. It's Wednesday morning. It's just gone 25 to 8. You know, if you need to be anywhere or anything. But before you go there, why not take a moment? Because the noted broadcaster John Suchet, you know, from Classic FM and formerly of ITN News, an award-winning, much-garlanded journalist. He was one of the first into the West Bank back in the day to be a war reporter. He presided over the funeral, televisually speaking, of Princess of the Diana of the Wales to great acclaim, and he's the recipient of many journalism awards, Royal Television Society Awards, of course, and coveted Sony Radio Awards. But now, which I think is the pinnacle of his career, he sits alone in a Japanese restaurant weekly for XFM Breakfast, reading aloud from celebrity autobiographies that we've put on the conveyor belt instead of the traditional rice and fish dishes. It's Yo Suchet. I think we can go over live to the Japanese restaurant now, where he should be waiting to hear from us.
Morning, John.
Yo Suchet!
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks for asking. I've got a bit of a sore.
Nobody cares, John. Let's see what's on the conveyor belt this morning, shall we?
Yeah, let's have
There's that. How Did This All Happen by John Bishop.
Okay.
One Direction. Who are we? Our official autobiography by
question.
One Direction.
Yeah. No.
Faster Than Lightning by Usain Bolt.
Okay. Uh-huh.
This is the one.
Yeah.
Kelly Brook Close Up by Kelly Brook.
Oh.
Shall we begin?
Hell yes.
After it was finally announced that I was to take over from Denise Van Outen as co-host of The Big Breakfast, I had photographers camped outside my parents' house and the telephone rang endlessly. I received hundreds of bouquets of flowers, some from friends, others from colleagues. I even received a nice Interflora bouquet from the manager at the local Asda. I took it all in my stride. I couldn't believe my luck. In the first month, I interviewed Hugh Grant, Britney Spears, Ricky Martin, Eminem, and Beyoncé. One of the problems, and I am the first to admit there were many, was that no one thought I deserved to be there. Secondly, I wasn't very good. I struggled with the large cue cards, and rumours started to circulate that I couldn't read. Obviously, I could read, I just couldn't read their writing. My supposed illiteracy did become farcical at one point when Anthea Turner called my mum. Apparently, she did a lot of work with the Dyslexic Society and wanted to help me in my hour of need. I was a bit put out, but my mum was thrilled that a celebrity had called the house. See you next week, John.
John Suchet there, with another Yo Suchet, sitting in a Japanese restaurant, reading from the works of Kelly Brook there this morning.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
So I was browsing around yesterday, right? I was just having a look on the internet there, and I got an email coming in as I was looking on the internet, and it told me that there's an upcoming one of these relevant awards that there are that they give that are clearly just a marketing exercise by a company, you know, the kind of thing. It's we manufacture a thing, so let's organise a competition where it's best thing. Best celebrity mum of the year, says mum of the celebrity mum magazine. You know, it's that kind of half-baked idea of marketing. And I got this email into my inbox yesterday about this year's, it was spectacle wearer of the year or something. I mean, glasses face. Four-eyed git of the year or something like that. I don't know what it is. And I was reading, and it was announcing the list of judges for this year and people involved. It seemed to be basically a list of people that wear glasses, right? And it was, but famous people, obviously. So it sort of said, the Spectacle Wearer of the Year Awards is coming up. The noted spectacle wearer, Gok Wan, is involved, for instance. I saw that. And I was reading down the list, and, you know, it was the obvious sort of names that were mentioned, as you know, Sue from Mel and Sue, for instance, that kind of thing. And then I noticed that one of the judges this year, and I think we're all going to like this, is none other. Can you tell me where this is going? None other than XFM newsreader Matt Dyson. Matt Dyson is a judge of Spectacle Wearer of the Year.
Yeah, that was a bit of a weird, unexpected email into my inbox inviting me to be a judge on the Spectacle Wearer of the Year competition.
Yeah. The irony of this, of course, is that, of course, given the very nature, you have to judge it presumably by what somebody looks like with spectacles.
Yeah.
But given that you wear glasses, you can't even see them very clearly. So the whole system is flawed.
I can now, because I'm a recent convert.
Here we go. Go and get the product.
Spectacle wearing. Yeah. Hashtag love glasses.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to be invited to join the judging panel, but why not? XFM's John Kennedy gets on the Mercury judging panel. I get on the optician.
He wears glasses. Why haven't they asked him?
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't want you.
It's going to be a great night.
No offence, but were they just desperately scraping whatever barrel? I mean, my dad's more well-known than you are. He wears glasses.
They must have been, because it's quite a short notice as well, because it's happening like next week.
Someone's dropped out. They were probably trying to get Gary Barlow and his boss eyes, because he has those eyes that look in different directions, doesn't he? And poor old Gary, because of the Jason Orange thing, he's just crying too many tears through his glasses. Yeah. Size.
Basically, Spake pulled out last minute, Jeremy Spake. Like, quick, get Dyson.
I look forward to it. I look forward to this now. We can help you judge.
Yes.
We can help you. I don't know who's in the running for it yet. I mean, have you got a short list?
No, not yet.
I can't read it, John. It's all blurry.
I do know that Kimberly Walsh is performing on the night from Girls Aloud. She's now a spec wearer as well.
Is she?
Yeah.
But we don't know who's in the running yet. What a massive story. Do keep us posted.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
They should have got you to judge Rear of the Year, given that you're such an arse.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And this is XFM. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Of course, the chaff news won't kill you as such, but it certainly won't make you stronger. It will make you despair of the world. It's the news that's not quite news on the chaff news desk. This is where we sieve it. The wheat from the chaff gets sorted now in the showbiz tossip every morning on XFM, getting those stories that aren't stories out of the way so they don't bother you for the rest of the day. In charge of the cull, news hound Matt Dyson. What do we have this morning?
Excuse me, we have a bit of an underwear special today.
Excellent.
First up, the big news you alluded to earlier, Greg Wallace doesn't wear pants.
Yes.
It turns out. This is because he is the greengrocer who is a judge on MasterChef, despite just being a greengrocer and not really being qualified to comment
cook
on
anything.
Other people's cookery, because he's not a chef.
He's a greengrocer. If it was a greengrocer show, fair enough.
Yeah, Master Greengrocer. That'll be a fun show, wouldn't it? Wow. Oh, look at the way he's laid out those carrots.
You see, you jest, but that is actually in development.
Yeah, it probably
is. You know it is.
So many cookery shows now.
And this story just encapsulates the whole notion of chaff. It's so not news, this.
Yeah,
it's in the papers.
Yeah. So he's on the dancing show, isn't he?
The dancing
show that everyone loves.
The Dancing Grocer, is it that? Is it called that?
It's called The Dancing Grocer, yeah. It's Strictly, isn't it? He's on Strictly.
Right.
It was just a matter of time, I suppose, wasn't it? And his dancer, Aliona Kavanagh, has tweeted to say that she's been rehearsing. And it went from funny to disturbing, because she said she was, over the weekend, Greg's trousers split at the back. Equals funny, she puts.
Right.
Greg not wearing any underwear equals disturbing.
Yes.
So she got a glance at his buttery biscuit balls, it would appear.
And his, does he know how to do that? Surely his meat and two veg being a greengrocer would be the obvious. He's got to look at
on display.
All his hairless buns. we could go on. This could go on all morning now.
Yeah. So
do text us with Greg Wallace's split pant food related items, please. his icing bag. I don't know.
His icing bag. So there's a lovely image for you anyway to wake up to.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of lingerie or undercrackers in general, Britney Spears is in town today.
Britney Spears!
You wouldn't know because it doesn't even get that much coverage in chaff news world now.
Spears, no, she's fallen a bit off the...
The whole nature of chaff news is to build them up and then once they're on the way down, you just ignore them.
I presume she's coming to town to launch a new album because she's being a singer, a new single, is that what she's doing?
No,
is that...
It's a sleepwear range.
Right, of course.
Which is...
Presumably, what sort of lingerie song.
Her signature sleepwear range.
Which presumably is no pants and a bald cap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Greg Wallace look.
Yeah. They should get together.
Spice up your bedtime.
With Greg Wallace and Britney Spears.
Yeah, so it's called The Intimate Britney Spears. It's being sold at Change Lingerie Shops. Never heard of them before.
No.
All around the country.
I was assuming when you said she was, you know, she was launching a new sleepwear range on Regent Street, I think it was a thing. Mm. I assume you meant out of one of those shops where people sell knockoff perfume. I thought Britney Spears was down there with one of those little head mics that feeds back all the time. Just shouting, get your pants! Get your pants! Get you, sir, in the crowd, do you want some pants? Yes, sir. And it's a stooge in the crowd. Yeah. I'd love some of your pants. £5 your pants! £5 your pants! Pants, £5! Britney Spears pants, £5!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
A friend of mine, they went to see Ryan Adams at the weekend. Two people next to him left, and he overheard them having a discussion about how they thought they'd come to see Brian Adams. Let us remind ourselves of what a terrible mistake that was, because Ryan Adams sounds like this.
Last time I was here, it was raining. It ain't raining anymore.
Brian Adams sounds like this. It's an easy mistake to make. Anyone could do it. So we're after your gig mistakes this morning, please. And we've just played Kings of Leon, of course. And this has come in. There's no name on it, but it's... I once bought two tickets to see Kings of Leon, who were playing at the O2 Arena. I got myself ready on the Friday afternoon. I finished work early so I could get there on time. John, I picked my date for the evening up. We laughed as we were going. We laughed. We're holding hands. We laughed. Go, ha, ha, what a night it's going to be. Ha, 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 ha. And then I looked at the tickets just as we neared the arena, only to realise the gig had been on the Wednesday just before.
Oh. Oh.
It's fairly safe to say I did not get lucky that night. no wonder you haven't put your name on that. That's just mildly embarrassing. Gig mistakes, then. What have you got there, man?
Luke in Birmingham once took a girl to see Boy Kill Boy playing live.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't know any of the songs and later admitted she thought she was going to watch Fallout. I suppose that's fair. That's pretty close, those two names.
Stu is in Sunbury. I once went to a Terence Trent D'Arby gig. It was a mistake, Stu in Sunbury. Fair enough. And I was very excited. This is from Jameson in Berkshire. I was very excited, yet somewhat surprised, to see Carlos Santana was going to be playing at a small village hall in Essex one December night. When I got there, I realised, it was a Saturday evening, I'd made a massive mistake. And it was Carols and Santa.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, right. I'm not sure I believe that.
Carols and Santa.
But he was very good on the guitar, Santa, that night. Gig mistakes, then. That's what we're going to do this morning. A friend took us to the Ibiza Rocks album launch, says Andy in Sidcup. Wrong pub, wrong day, wrong month. We ended up in a gay bar in Camden.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
This is XFM. And it's Wednesday morning, which is, of course, when we like to bring you XFM's largely irrelevant paper review. Other media outlets, oh yes, of which there are many, will bring you reviews of the day's papers on Eamon Holmes's sofa at any given time. You know, there's Tony Blackburn looking through the papers, having to talk about his old friend Dave Lee Travis this morning, which is similar. Bit awkward. You know, there they are, former TV presenter Andy Peters talking Eamon, or the one on the BBC, through the Telegraph's take on the US airstrikes in Syria, or the Blue Peter cat Smudge, the former cat off Blue Peter Smudge, now a celebrity, of course, talking Eamon Holmes through the Express's coverage of Miliband's speech from yesterday's Labour Party conference. That's not for us, because others cover those papers. Like, that's why we bring you the largely irrelevant paper review. On my sofa, joining me on the sofa this morning in the XFM Breakfast studio, we've moved over to the comfy area, is Matthew Dyson.
Hi there. Hi,
morning,
John.
Morning, morning. Noted newsreader Matthew Dyson. Hi. What magazine are you leafing for?
Well, I have Tap That, the monthly guide to getting the most out of your taps, both hot and cold. A bargain at £2.99, this monthly publication. A great article on page 13. That I'll draw your attention to. Top of the taps. From gas to beer to water, tap expert Gary Armstrong counts down the best types of tap as voted for by you, our Tap That readers. So that's well worth checking out. Also, if you're having backflow problems, I know a lot of us are.
I certainly am.
There's a handy guide to getting a continual flow from the bibcock to the hose.
Yes.
It's classic tapping. It really is, as they quite rightly say. And one of the tip-top taps is actually a tip to ensure a steady flow in a great piece on page 33 about how often you should be cleaning out your pipes.
Well, it is a problem, isn't it? I mean, mine furred up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and you have to get around that. I've got the Brolly brochure, everything you need to know about the umbrella and more. this week, no to novelty. How wacky umbrella hats, say the umbrella fancying community, how wacky umbrella hats are single-handedly making a mockery of the whole brolly industry and what we can do to stop it.
Yeah, they're a menace.
Spring-loaded endurance. Everybody's favourite umbrella expert, Clive Wickham, tells you how to keep yours up longer using one hand or two.
Oh, really?
And plus a special celebrity interview, Steve McLaren this week. Okay, the Wally with the Brolly, of course. What were you thinking? We analyse just how much damage the former England manager did for the umbrella industry on that fateful winter evening in 2007. There it is, your largely irrelevant paper review this morning. The Brolly brochure, and tap that.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM, Ellis James and John Robbins.
Now, that was Machu Picchu by The Strokes. Because producer Steve thinks I'm a super cool DJ who talks over the end of tracks, he faded me up there, and you may have heard the a kissing sound. It wasn't me kissing anyone. No one was being kissed. Well, I was. I was mimicking Luis Suarez's goal celebration where he kisses his wrist and his fingers to represent his children. So he's got a tattoo of his, I think, his daughter's name on his wrist, and he's yet to have the other tattoos put on, so he kisses his fingers. Oh. Anyway, that was that sound. There's nothing untoward going on in the studio. If I did have to kiss a fellow man, Ellis would be in my top 10.
Oh.
You'd be definitely there, mate. After Ronnie O'Sullivan, Thierry Henry, Steven Gerrard. I'd go, Jose Mourinho, maybe. He's a dish. And then, so you'd be fifth.
I am absolutely thrilled at that.
Don't worry, mate. If we ever have to do it for comic relief or something, if Ronnie turns me down.
XFM, Ellis James and John Robbins.